it's good to be here, everybody, this afternoon. I'll tell you what, we got a good audience out here, don't we? You get a good bluegrass music audience. Boy, that's not what we like, you know? Well, I'd like to say, let's see now, before I introduce anybody, that song we just did, the guy that wrote that song, his name was Dick Staver, and I recorded it years and years ago, but his ex-wife, Rennie, is here, and also his daughter, and I like to do that for Rennie. Where are you at, Rennie? Right, oh, well, there they are, yeah. How you doing down here in California? I ain't been down here a long time. I kind of like it myself, like to move here sometime. We get a lot of snow up there in Tennessee, you know. We're not supposed to, but we do. Buffalo, oh yeah, no, I ain't going to Buffalo, sorry. I like Buffalo, but I just like to go and then leave and go home, you know. All right, first now, I'm going to introduce the guy that's got the most seniority in this band, except for me. And he won the Manly Player of the Year award 8 years in a row one time. And I wish you'd make him welcome. His name is Ronnie McCurry.
Thank you, Dad. Thank you, folks. I appreciate that a bunch. Thank you so much. Well, I'm going to pick an old tune today. This is the first one I ever learned to pick. This fella, he showed it to me back when I was a young boy many years ago. And this happens to be a Bill Monroe instrumental that was the very first breakdown that he ever recorded that had the world famous Earl Scruggs on the 5-string. It's entitled The Bluegrass Breakdown.